everybody, Roger and James here from the Disc Kingdom Podcast. In this episode, we're going to do some brainstorming ideas, really, of what Disney games do we want to see coming up. Because at the moment, there's not a lot out there. It's a bit of a hodgepodge of different games. We've got the Incredibles 2 Lego game on consoles. That's it on that side. And then on the mobile side, we've kind of got Disney Heroes Battle Mode. We've got Disney Magic Kingdoms, Zoom Zoom, Disney Emoji Blitz. And then we've got a load of other games that kind of, you know, some of them that are doing well that have been around for ages, like Frozen, Freefall, and Maleficent. And then other games like Kingdom Hearts Union and the Pirates of the Caribbean, Tides of War. But it's all a bit, I think the main biggest problem over Disney is so many games keep getting discontinued and they're not really launching anything new in comparison to what they've done. And we're just kind of thinking, like, what would we like to see? So I'm going to throw this one to you, James, since this was your idea. What's kind of the first thing that comes to mind?
And just to specify, we are looking only at Disney. We're not concerning ourselves with the Marvel or Star Wars or any of the Fox properties. But the first one that came to mind, now this is a game that actually did exist back in the PlayStation 3 or I think it was on the original Wii even. Yeah. And that was kind of a Disney karaoke kind of game. And it sounds very silly, especially from a middle-aged man, but you know what? There's something kind of nice if you've got like your kids, your nieces and nephews or whatever, having a game where they can sing along to their favorite Disney songs, or, you know, in the privacy of your own home, whatever, you can sing along to and pretend like you don't care.
Yeah.
But there's so many Disney classic songs going all the way back to, you know, Snow White or Pinocchio, all these, and then modern stuff like Frozen, Moana.
Yeah, well, there is.
I think it's a very big catalog, and there's a bit of a chance to go in there.
There was a dance or a singing one out a couple of months ago for 2018, and it had a Moana song in it.
Oh, but this was just a general.
This is the thing is they there is a game that, you know, that comes out every single year with Just Dance and all the rest of it. But like you say, you could easily have a Disney version of that every 2 years. I could just keep updating it, new kids coming on, new movies.
Or you can just keep adding DLC, honestly. Yeah. Probably the easiest way of doing it.
But there again, it's that thing of like, they probably think, well, we'll put it on mobile or so more. But it's like, it's just this weird thing of a game like that, you almost feel like it just makes itself up. To me, I miss the concept of a movie tie-in game of the idea that, you know, you get a mid-tier game for kids. There's something like Wreck-It Ralph 2 is coming up that should have a game. It's a video. It's a game about video games, and you've still not made... Well, say video games, I don't know that there's going to be anything in the new one. It's that thing of there should be something. There should be a go-kart racer or something out there to represent that movie. And I know they've kind of pushed away from it and it's not working, but it feels like, you know, you've got, especially with the, I think with like the big animated Disney and Pixar movies, they're making these movies for 3 to 4, 5 years in advance. They've got time to get a game put together. It's not like a Disney Channel movie or a live action movie. They know about this stuff and they got all the design work so far in advance.
Yeah, and we're no longer at that place where we can go, oh, well, you were planning on making it in Disney Infinity, but now you can't because Infinity's gone. No, it's been years now.
Yeah.
You know that you have to make the game if you want to make it. You can't just tack it on to something else. So
I mean, we had like Cars 3 and we had Incredibles 2. And now you have to, you know, they have to come into the fact that they're double A, they're not triple A, so they need the budgets to be trimmer. They're not going to hit the mark on, you know, maybe that's the thing, kids are playing the mobile games and they're not playing the console stuff, but that don't leave that market completely. Yeah, not every kid's going to be just playing Fortnite and God of War. You know, there is something in between. And it looks like at the minute there's a few games picking it up, but there is a massive just gap in the market, which I think Disney aren't filling in because they don't understand what they need. They need a smaller game. They need something. They can't try and create an epic thing. We're going to have Kingdom Hearts 3 coming up soon, and that's a big AAA title. But I think that and Incredibles in a 12-year thing just seems very light. You know, I mean, at the minute, retro stuff is killing it on the Switch. And there's like, they could do stuff with this. They could go back and redo something like this. And then just not doing it. There's no karting game, or even start throwing in some DLC of, you know, do it. You know, can imagine Super Smash Brothers Ultimate coming out, and then you've got, I don't know, Wreck-It Ralph in there. You know, that would be an epic catch.
Yeah, and I think, honestly, you mentioned retro, especially with, say, Cuphead coming out last year and then coming to the Switch later this year. I think there's a bit of a market. That, yeah, I thought they announced Cuphead for Switch.
All right.
Or maybe it was just a rumor.
Yeah.
But in any event, let's assume it's not a rumor.
Yeah.
Or even if it is, it still came out on Xbox and PC.
Yeah.
There is a market for like a well-drawn side scroller, like the old 1990s Aladdin, Lion King, minus the wildebeest level, and
Dead Cells this week.
Say again.
Dead Cells this week, a Metro.
Oh, you're right. Yes.
Castlevania game. You know, massive hit.
Yeah, and Disney actually has a pretty good catalog of those games. Not even just those, but you've got, you know, going back to the NES era, there was Mickey and Minnie's Magical Castle or something like that. And then there was the Castle of Illusions on the Genesis.
Yeah.
They could definitely fill that niche. And relatively speaking, those aren't that hard to put together. And you could put something in for Wreck-It Ralph 2 or, you know, upcoming with some of next year's movies and so on. And people would buy it. People would play it. The kids would enjoy it. You'd probably have to, you know, not make them brutally hard like they were back in the day. But or maybe you have different modes. You have an easier version for the kids to play. And then if you know, you've got masochistic parents or something, you can go ahead and play new ones.
For me, the Disney thing for me is really if you're gonna have one or two animated movies a year, you should be tentpoling a video game around that their idea. I mean, this year, Wreck-It Ralph should have one. I mean, we're still a few months away. I would have thought we'd have heard about a game if it was coming out. We knew about The Incredibles for a long time before that. Or, you know, they may be thinking, right, we need to make like a much better game but include multiple franchises, you know, like a go-karting or a adventure kind of thing. But Kingdom Hearts kind of fills that a little bit. But then you look at like the mobile game market at the minute. When you look at what Marvel Games are doing, and then you look at what Disney are doing, I know they've got lots of games coming. They made an announcement earlier this year that they're redoing their strategy. And I look at something like Disney Magic Kingdoms and Battle Mode as kind of like the new era of the games coming through.
Yeah, and I mean, it makes sense because you can do Battle Mode or Disney Magic Kingdoms, and it doesn't matter what game, what franchise you're talking about. You can slot anything in there. You've got Big Hero 6 wandering around side by side with The Incredibles, walking side by side with The Lion King and Aladdin and Beauty and the Beast. So there's something to be said for that environment. But there's also something to be said for getting a Big Hero 6 game.
Yeah.
And I think that's the other thing. We talk about the movies, but they've actually got some pretty good TV shows going on right now. Big Hero 6, Tangled was surprisingly good. DuckTales is, of course, doing excellent. Heck, speaking of retro games, you know, Disney Afternoon Collection, a DuckTales game with the current art style, with a more modern adventure. I think there'd be a lot of nostalgia around that. Plus, you know, the kids watching the show right now. And because it'd be a side-scroller, not a huge investment to create. No. So,
I think as well, I mean, they were doing things like for the 3DS, like Gravity Falls and Big Hero 6, but they never kind of went bigger. And I don't know, the trouble is Disney are looking at, they're looking at mobile and they're all over the place of what they're doing. And it's been so frustrating to think of a company that has got so much franchises, so much brand, they're doing everything with the movies and the television shows and the merchandise. And the video, and even in the, each time I see the quarterly results, it's constantly the video game market is not doing as well as it used to. And it's like, well, you're not releasing anything. You're not putting anything out there. I mean, Star Wars Battlefront 2, you know, it's like, okay, so you can't do a shooter game, but there needs to be a little bit more. I think even the mobile side of things, it feels like they got into a rut and now they're going to be launching some different bits and pieces, but you know, they could have a card trading game. They could have, you know, I mean, I think like a puzzle game like Disney Emoji Blitz kind of fits the puzzle bracket side of thing. Zoom Zoom seems to be sliding off because this is the thing as well. So it might be popular, but every 3 to 5 years, you need to reboot it because there's a new generation of kids coming up. Kids do play a lot more, and younger kids are playing on tablets more. there's just a fact, you know, I see it with like my nephews and my friends' kids, you know, they do tend to play more on tablets, but once they hit the controller, they don't like going back to tablets as much. I've noticed that with my friends. Of once they start feeling like once they start playing Fortnite and Minecraft with a controller, they tinker about on the platformer, but they're waiting to get on them playing it properly.
Yeah, and I don't think that's just kids. Honestly, having grown up with controllers, obviously starting with the Atari 2600 and Nintendo, given the choice, I'll play with a controller. Or if I'm on PC, mouse and keyboard. Heck, in an earlier episode this week, we were talking about Marvel Future Fight and Contest of Champions. And, like, I don't really enjoy playing those games because I want to play them with a controller.
Yeah.
And I know there are ways of doing that on a phone, but at the same time, like, no, I'd rather just play one that's designed for it from the beginning.
I mean, just like that kind of thing, like Super Smash Brothers. You know, like, if they did that with Disney characters and make it fun, make it. You know, it's like, yeah, they're fighting. But if you make it cartoony enough, it's just, you know, you can have Mickey Mouse versus, you know, Cora and, you know,
Pete.
And have these different characters and just have it fun and let it grow naturally. You know, they could do something like that. And that's just a side-scrolling fighter. You know, it doesn't have to be like Mortal Kombat. They can do it fun. There is just different genres. And, I mean, it'd be nice to see Capcom just do a Marvel normal game by themselves. But there just seems to be this lack of direction, and I know they're kind of going out to do it to see what licenses and stuff are out there, but I don't know. It just feels like there's a lot out there that they could be doing. Even in the mobile market, I feel like they're a bit lost. I mean, I think we're right in that before. I know they've announced a few games coming up, but it's all gone very quiet. We don't really know what's coming on. But they've tried doing the movie tie-in with a cheat game. None of them seems to have hit. You know, we had Beauty and the Beast, we had Moana, we've had Maleficent was the only one that were kind of really hit. But so many of the match-free stuff that just didn't hit the mark.
And to a certain degree, some of that is also going to be compared to the amount of effort you put into it. Because, you know, you remember Beauty and the Beast, and we talked about it back in the day. It came out like less than a month after the Star Wars Droids game, which was the exact same game, just with a completely different skin. And it's like, you obviously didn't try on this. And people can tell, you know, why would I play this when I can play Frozen Freefall, where you actually put some effort into designing
it? Also, there's a kind of thing as well of like, you can only throw out so many match-free games. I think Disney Emoji Blitz is doing the right thing of having all the brands all under one, and they've got an artistic style that seems to work. But that game is going to have to reboot it in some point soon, because the players are going to get bored of it, and they'll want to move on to something else. So they have to keep bringing in new versions of stuff. But, yeah, I think at the minute they need an eclectic range. I mean, they seem to have missed, you know, like Christopher Robin. I mean, we had a little something in Disney Magic Kingdoms, but did they even do something for Emoji Blitz?
I don't think so. And even though they did do it in Magic Kingdoms, it was several months before the movie came out.
And it was the same thing with The Incredibles 2. It just seems to they weren't lined up properly, like Marvel is. You know, Marvel is like when Infinity War hits, boom, here's a wave of content across all of our games. And Disney just ain't hitting it. And it feels like we're in the middle of that transition where maybe in the future we'll see a lot more coming up. The post-Disney Infinity lineup now, or a few years sort of past Disney Infinity, of whether or not people are in there. Maybe as well game studios are just like, no, we're not willing to pay Disney a big chunk of money for a game that they're going to bury. I don't know. It's very difficult. There's a lot of games out there. And it does feel like they're missing it.
Yeah, I think that there is a very large untapped capability for them here, both in the mobile market and then also in the home consoles.
Yeah.
And honestly, it's kind of baffling that they're not, because, you know, we're not clamoring for AAA games here. We're not clamoring for, you know, a Uncharted 4 style of Mickey adventure. No, a lot of people, I think, would be very happy to just get an updated version or a new version of Castle of Illusion to do, because they did one for the previous generation. Yeah, it was a great game. The game they released in the previous generation, which was an update slash pseudo sequel to it, was really good. People have been asking for an Epic Mickey 3, you know.
Yeah.
These are not super complicated games. You know, that we're not asking for a game that will go toe-to-toe with Call of Duty or World of Warcraft or whatever. Yeah, and it doesn't need to be, you know. And in the current market, people are kind of like, oh, you've got to have the AAA, you know, Assassin's Creed Origins level. It's like, you really don't.
No. I mean, the Switch is really showing that there's a lot of market for low-end indie games. You know, they're just, they are dominating that market because people like the different choices. And I don't know, it feels like there's a missed opportunity. We've been talking about it for years, and Disney just don't get the video game market. So it'll be, it's just, there's so much out there, and they're not really hitting that video game itch properly. And the mobile, whoever's running Marvel games, just let them talk to the people at Disney a bit better. Like I said, they've just missed the point so many times this year. It's like Mary Poppins coming up. Mary Poppins probably isn't going to make a very good game because of what it is, but put her into all of the games, make her character in 4 or 5 and have them all take place at the same week. But the movie comes out, here she is in battle mode, in Magic Kingdoms, in Emoji Blitz, in a card trading game, in a kart race, you know, all these different genres. Get it out there. Get a little bit more organized. You're Disney. You can afford it. You can do it if you put your mind to it. But the trouble is, they don't seem to be putting their mind to it.
No. And I wonder why it is, honestly. I wonder if they've just been distracted by the Fox deal or what's going on. But
no, it seems to be going on. Yeah.
But they need to do something, because the market is out there. People are willing to buy this stuff, and there's really no good reason not to. So,
I mean, I was looking at like the games, like Facebook and Twitter, and there's like, you know, weeks between stuff. And I mean, I was flicking through, and I found that the Incredibles had a Minecraft pack for their skins, right? It came out in June, and I'm going, I missed this, and I'm tuned in on trying to know all of the big stuff, and where this wasn't even announced. There was no press release, there was no emails, there was no tweets. It's like, how on earth did this a Minecraft skin update go out? And I don't think I saw it. And that's like, and it's not even on the Disney Games list of stuff. I went back and checked, they didn't mention it. I'm like, this is the prime example of stuff that's just sliding out, and they're not pushing it. And then they turn around, they're not making any money with it. Yeah, because you're not pushing it.
Yeah, you can't make money from something if people don't know it's out there.
No, I mean, we said before on the games, it's just unfortunate at the minute that I think our tolerance, maybe that thing of, you know, last year and the year before you gave them the credit because of Disney Infinity. Now you're going, it's 2018, you cancelled it 2.5 years ago. You could have done something by now. You could have, you know, you could make some more announcements. There could be more mobile game stuff. But hopefully next year we see a little bit better once this new digital strategy that they announced earlier this year kicks in. But we'd love to know what you guys think at home. What Disney games would you like to see? What kind of thing would you like? We'd love to know your thoughts. Comment below or get in touch with us on social media. You can like, follow, subscribe. You can check us out over at thiskingdom.com. James, where can they find you?
Find me, heroiclegacy.com.
On that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.
Later.